We got approached by a group that has a very good silver project in Mexico, near Taxco, Mexico. It basically is perfect for J2, so we've added that. So now J2 has three projects: Sierra Plata, with five past producing mines near Taxco, Mexico; Miniac in Quebec; third project, Napoleon in Alaska. So here we are, public, tight cap structure, very good bank balance. We sit, we believe, because of the argillic alteration and the grades and what we're seeing at surface, above the Bonanza Zone, which is a technical term for the part of the epithermal silver system there. Mm-hmm. So it's, the geology is very good. These five mines produced, we understand, a head grade of 500 grams silver, and we're not, you know, roughly, these are rough numbers. We do not know what the gold grades are yet, but of course we'll get to the bottom of that. And then we'll have dry powder for drilling. Luckily, we're with Impact Silver already there. They've got six or seven drills. These are sort of semi-man portable. They can go down several hundred meters. We're going to go and most likely drill under the known, well, first of all, the mines. We're going to drill under the mines because it could be that the veins get richer and go down.
Yeah.
So we'll drill under the mines and the significant workings, plus other targets that are identified. Now, we'll start with that drilling. That's going to be inexpensive. We have the budget for that. And then when the time comes to get the big diamond drill out for much deeper drilling down to this, you know, where the veins, the regional structure has big veins, we'll need the big diamond drill. And whether we're fully funded for that is to be seen.
Good day, everyone. Today, I have with me Thomas Lamb, CEO of J2 Metals. Thomas, how are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm fine. Nice to see you, Steve.
Well, CEO and director, to be more clear, yep. But you are with J2 Metals. If you can tell me about how you got connected there and what is J2 Metals all about?
6 years ago, my partner and, you know, business partner, colleague, Toby Pierce, and I started J2 Metals as a private company. We partnered with Canorland. Canorland is a well-known Canadian project generator. You know, at the time, Francis McDonald and others were there. And they had two projects. I mean, just to make a longer story short, two very cool projects that they thought would suit us as a private co. One of them is Miniac in Quebec, and the Abitibi Greenstone Belt has historic drill intercepts and has big discovery potential. And then Napoleon in Alaska. This is a lode hunt, very nice historic gold intercepts and big rock chips, and then massive gold, placer gold production in the waterways around our project. So the deal with Canorland was Toby and I would form J2, raise money privately, take on these projects. Canorland became our largest shareholder and our technical advisor. Very nice deal, you know, high-end technical group. Toby and I raised millions of dollars, and we drilled Miniac in Quebec and Napoleon in Alaska. But then what happened? The markets just evaporated, obviously went ice cold. So we were going to IPO. We had an exciting future ahead of us, along with everybody else in our sector, of course, but things got ice cold. So the company went dormant. Toby Pierce and I were writing personal checks, as you do as founders of these things, trying to keep it going. We wrote personal checks for several years to keep it alive, probably another $250,000 each, who knows? And eventually that gets quite painful. We rolled it back one for 20 and waited. So very nice cap structure, just a few million shares out, two very strong projects, which I'll tell you about. Great partner in Canorland, but then everybody's suffering, and we waited. Fast forward to about a year ago, the markets recovered. We decided, hey, we have these very good projects. It's a good company. Let's take it public. We IPO'd by way of a QT with a CPC, maintained a very tight cap structure, and we were on our way. So the plan was to spin out each of these three projects that we had. Now, there are two main ones. One we've already spun out effectively, so we don't need to talk about that. That's a BC copper project right next to Quinica, in central BC. But we're going to spin out these projects, create a lot of value for shareholders in a rising market. But because the cap structure is tight, because Toby and I have a history of, putting deals together, raising money, creating, growing companies from zero to significant values. We got approached by a group that has a very good silver project in Mexico, near Taxco, Mexico. It basically was perfect for J2, so we've added that. So now J2 has three projects: Sierra Plata, with five past producing mines near Taxco, Mexico; Miniak in Quebec; third project, Napoleon in Alaska. So here we are, public, tight cap structure, very good bank balance. Three exciting projects. So that's J2.
Let me start with the one in Mexico, the one that you guys bought or added on recently,
Option, yeah.
the option deal with it's in Mexico. What
Impact.
part of Mexico is it?
That is just near
Guerrero.
Taxco. It's in Guerrero. Yeah.
Okay. And that's the Sierra Plata, and that's primarily gold, silver. Can you tell me more about what you have in the ground there, or what you think you have?
Yeah. Absolutely. So it's, by the way, it's a 3-year option, which we can accelerate to get to 100%. It is a 2,200 hectare land package. This is Impact Silver's exploration ground that they were going to get to in, say, 10 years. Mexico now has a new use it or lose it policy. So they were going to have to either explore the ground, pay a big tax bill, or lose the ground. So they decided to do a deal on it. That's why we have it. It's got five past producing mines and many silver gold workings. These are like small mines. It's been producing silver for 500 years and gold. It's an epithermal system, which, of course, a few people who understand the technical side of things, there's basically you're at, depending on where you are, different parts of an epithermal system. We believe, because of the argillic alteration and the grades and what we're seeing at surface, above the Bonanza Zone, which is a technical term for the part of the epithermal silver system there. So it's the geology is very good. These five mines produced, we understand, a head grade of 500 grams silver, and we're not, roughly, these are rough numbers. We do not know what the gold grades are. Yet, but of course we'll get to the bottom of that. And then there's all the workings, which could all develop into mines. And then we believe the grades get better and better as you go deeper, because a few of these mines are multi-level, and they would not, they all stopped 125, 120 years ago, roughly, production, when silver was, the price was very low, and they've been producing for 500 years. And some, in our area, and some of the mines are multi-level. That means the grades get better because it's expensive to build a multi-level mine, and to go deeper. So that's what we've got. We also have antimony, very significant antimony showings around and inside our project area. And antimony is the hottest thing, hottest commodity. So that's a nice, optionality for the project. So it sits above the big regional structure, which where the veins can get up to 10 meters wide and be truly bonanza style situation. So we're hoping that we get to those.
So what's it costing you to drill per meter right now, and what deposits are around you, and why did you pick this land besides, I mean, is it
Yeah,
because you saw proven layers?
we're surrounded by Impact Silver on one side. They're a producer. And they're an active producer right now. They've been doing well in the market with all the other silver companies. And Grupo Mexico, which of course is the big, multi $20 billion, $30 billion monster. They're also adjacent to us. Then we have some other neighbors. We chose it because it's in an active mining zone. It's in a very good part of Guerrero, basically a milling and tolling operations all around that are optimized for feed that would be like our feed. Most likely, which is sort of silver, gold, possibly antimony, depending on where we are. We like it because the upside is huge, the potential for big veins right underneath our project there. And the head grades of these mines is that's well within in a gold equivalent, first of all, 500 grams silver, and the silver is right there. Very nice. But you add gold, then you're really getting somewhere too. People are going to see. Well, in fact, we put out a news release today. Take a look at what we found in the waste piles at two out of the mines. We just visited in December, and we're up to, in the waste, 300 grams silver, 60 grams gold equivalent in the waste at one of these mines. So this is, yeah, 60 grams gold equivalent up to that. And we only took six or seven samples. Please, everybody, take a look at our news release. So there's high grade, and that's why we chose it. Also, we share one of the mines with Grupo Mexico. One of the mines is partly on Grupo Mexico's acreage next door, and then it extends in two places, quite deep into our acreage. That's maybe a candidate for a mine restart
Yeah.
in these silver conditions. That's pretty exciting.
I want to move over to Napoleon, Eastern Alaska. What kind of project is that? Is that primarily gold?
It's gold, Napoleon, Alaska. There up to 1 million pounds of placer has been produced in the waterways around our Napoleon project. The
Okay.
reason Kenorland likes it is there's the gold in the waterways, and then we have the high ground,
Yeah.
and there are rock chips up to 596 grams gold in our project area.
Yeah.
And then Kennecott and Teck drilled very nice intercepts historically, for example, 79 meters of 0.9 grams. This would be considered in the periphery of the core of the what we hope is a big deposit there. And so we're trying to vector in on making the big discovery. And that is the name. It's in the Tintana Belt, which goes across Yukon and into BC from Alaska. Very nice project. We need to get the big diamond drill out and hopefully make a big discovery there.
So is that on state native lands or are you on federal lands?
Federal land.
Okay.
Yeah, federal land.
And
And
how are
so
you
it's
navigating
easy.
with the permitting? Easy?
It is easy there. It's an active mining district. Yeah,
Okay.
it's not a problem. Yeah,
And infrastructure
the
is
lines
pretty
are
good.
running. It's very good. There's a highway that goes right from Fairbanks to a town called Chicken, Alaska. Chicken is the nearby town. It's an active, gold rush town. We just take trucks and their trails up to our mine site. There's a yeah. So its access is very good.
And then you think this is going to be a standalone project at some point?
We do. I can't guarantee, and of course, until there's a press release, it's not real. But I imagine we'll spin this project out, and shareholders of our company will get a share in the Napoleon project if we do spin it out. It would work as a standalone. These things are not properly valued, in my view. If you combine, in our case, three
Yeah.
excellent projects that could stand alone in public companies and be company makers, I don't think they're valued properly if they're all together. So we'll likely spin it out, give everybody a kick at the at this as a standalone, but it's not for sure.
And in
That's
Miniac, Quebec, Canada, you got the gold, silver, copper, and zinc. Is that
exactly right. Yeah,
okay?
we have historic intercepts. And we did phase one drilling ourselves. We had some intercepts 5 years ago, which would be there's historic drilling, there's our drilling. We're clearly in, you could call it a halo. Since then, there's been excellent geophysics done that have indicated that the 19, well, lit up 19 high priority targets that we have not yet drilled. This is a very long conductor. And so we're going to go back, we're going to shoot 3D IP. And I'm not sure why they call it 3D IP. We're going to do, induced IP over the next couple of months. We've already got the contractors budgeted. It's going to be $200,000 to $300,000, and then we're going to be drilling. We currently have a plan to drill 12 holes, 3,000 to 3,500 meters.
Yeah.
This would be into sulfide lenses, and this is right in the middle of the Greenstone Belt in Abitibi. We're surrounded by 25 million ounce gold deposit, 17 and a half million ounce gold deposit, et cetera, all around us. So we're just in the, one of the hottest places on earth in the gold sector, and we've got a really nice project. So we're excited to drill.
Thomas, let's go to share structure. How many shares outstanding, fully diluted? If you can give me options, warrants.
Yeah, excellent. So actually, if you don't mind, I will pull that up because it's evolved slightly. We now, strictly speaking, issued and outstanding, we have 22 million shares outstanding.
Okay. That's still
And
pretty tight.
then, yeah, now on top of that, we have a large number of subscription receipts because we've done two financings recently. We'll have to pull up the numbers because they just got changed today. We
Okay.
raised, so call it 23 million shares issued and outstanding.
Yeah.
On top of that, we've just raised $3.8 million at 25 cents with a 40 cent half warrant on top of that. So that's
Okay.
hard money for those of you who understand the difference between hard money and flow through. And then we've raised that, but it's subscription receipts. It's not going to convert into shares for another month or so
Okay.
because we're waiting for a trigger. And then we're in the process of raising 1.5 million at 35 cents flow through with no warrant. So that we've just issued this morning. We've just closed part of the 1.5 million of flow through. So everybody's going to have to add that to the total. It takes us up to 53 million, fully diluted approximately. But that's an estimate. It's actually a fluid number today as we speak, but that gives everybody an idea of what's going on. So we've got a lot of money in the bank, and we're going to, be fully funded for our exploration and our drilling.
So you guys are fully funded for how long?
Well, at least 12 months, and that includes quite a bit of drilling.
Yeah, right.
So that includes 12 good length holes in Quebec, plus preliminary work in at Sierra Plata. In fact, we've already had our team there in the last few weeks doing mapping and sampling. We're going
Yeah.
to do probably a $300,000 to $400,000 geophysics program. That's MAG with LIDAR at Sierra Plata in Mexico, and then we'll have dry powder for drilling. Luckily, with Impact Silver already there, they've got six or seven drills. These are sort of semi-man portable. They can go down several hundred meters. We're going to go and most likely drill under the known, first of all, the mines. We're going to drill under the mines because it could be that the veins get richer and go
Yeah.
down.
Yeah.
So we'll drill under the mines and the significant workings, plus other targets that are identified. Now we'll start with that drilling. That's going to be inexpensive. We have the budget for that. And then when the time comes to get the big diamond drill out for much deeper drilling down to this, where the veins, the regional structure has big veins, we'll need the big diamond drill. And whether we're fully funded for that is to be seen. But we're in a very good position. And that's, I would say we're kind of a high torque company as a result. We're going to be able to deliver lots of results on an ongoing basis, hopefully through
So,
discovery.
can you talk about the insider institution ownership and anyone significant, and what's the plan to attract institutions for you guys?
Yeah, we're an attractive company because we either have significant historical production in Mexico across these five mines, plus lots of workings. It's in a very hot area. So, we're an attractive, and we're right next to Impact Silver, which already has lots of institutional interest. And of course, Grupo Mexico, which is as big as you can get. And we're right there. So, we're attracting interest from that point of view and already. And the same goes for Quebec and Ontario. Both have significant historical intercepts, so that we already know these areas are mineralized, and we're vectoring in on hopefully big discoveries in those at those projects. So that is attractive for investors that already this is not grassroots. Insiders, roughly 24% insider holding. I myself am a big shareholder. I've got several million shares. I just put in 75,000 in this private placement I just mentioned, and I will always come in for $50,000 to $75,000 per private placement. Simon Clark has recently joined the board.
Okay.
Simon was my partner at M2 Cobalt. He and I are co-founders of M2, which we sold to an offshoot of Glencore, Jervois, which and we helped take it up from 100 million up to 1.4 billion. And we started M2 from scratch. Simon was CEO of American Lithium. I think he joined when it was 30 or 40 million market cap. As CEO, took that up to 1.2 billion. So we attract good investors. We have track records of building these companies up and taking them up into big market cap ranges, and so that helps us attract good investors.
Thomas, what's your market cap now? And do you have any comps that you can give me in terms of where you think you should be at?
This is part of the reason we want to divide up. I think we're at 7 or 8 million market cap as things stand. In fact, let me check because it's a bit dynamic here. This is we're at 6.59 million market cap according to the ticker, but we have shares. That's Canadian. We have shares that are going to get unlocked with the subscription receipts. So that'll be dynamic. That'll change. We think the silver project on its own as standalone should be $25 to $30 million. So, and I don't want to say that's conservative because that's a bit cliche, but we believe it is. So, the silver project on its own, call it $25 to $30 million on its own. The two gold projects, Napoleon in Alaska and Miniac in Quebec, $10 to $20 million as standalone exploration projects. That also, I think, I'm trying to be conservative with those two. So, we actually have a nice analyst report. It's fully independent that has come out. This group has written us up, called Cipher Research. They have a target price on us of 90 cents, and this is independent. They kind of agree with their view. We just happen to have these three very good projects in the one company. Bit of an unusual situation, and we have just revealed ourselves that the silver project went in December. That's only 2 months ago. So we've not really told the world about us. I've gone out and, this is what we're doing right here, is telling people about the company. We think once everybody understands what we've got three standalone projects that happen to be because of a series of events historically, private company, Canorland as our partner. Market got cold just at the time before we could go public. We were able to go dormant. Myself and Toby Pierce, also a big shareholder. Toby's well known in the capital markets. We wrote big personal checks to keep it alive. We are motivated personally to get the share price up, and deliver return to shareholders, because that's us too. And so that's it's a, it's a it's a it's a good company. It's going to do very well, I'm sure.
Thomas, last question is, if you can tell us if there's any news to be on the lookout for, and where can people find you, follow your story, and you can
Thank
give your
you.
tickers one more time.
Yeah, exactly. So the ticker on the Venture Exchange is J2, JTWO, dot V. Please take a look. We trade on Frankfurt 001. It's actually a bit of a tricky ticker because people think it's 001, but
Sure.
it's 001 on Frankfurt. We will soon have an OTC ticker, maybe in 6 weeks or so.
6 weeks.
Look out for that. Yeah, hopefully. Our website is j2metals.ca, J and then the number 2, metals.ca. And please reach out. My contacts are on there. I love it when investors, contact me directly with questions and want to understand the company better. I'd be happy to speak to anybody. We're also at Twitter at J2 Metals, at J2 Metals.
For our listeners, I am currently not an investor. Thomas Lamb and J2 Metals has not paid for this, are not currently sponsors. We, although all that stuff may change, this is my first time learning about it here. So, Thomas, thank you for the time. I'm not giving investment advice, but one of the things you can do for your due diligence is reach out to Thomas with any questions you might have. Thomas, thanks so much for being here.
Yes. It's been a
Thanks,
pleasure.
guys.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, all the best to you.
Thanks,
Thanks,
you too.
everybody.
Thanks, Thomas. Bye.
Cheers.